In this episode, you listen to coincidences that have a 1 in a million chance of occurring and an attempt to understand and experience deja vu, and listen to a new segment which I've planned for you guys. Before we begin, I want to do a quick plug. I made a subreddit for the Relatable Story Squad. The link is in the show notes below. I post all the memes. That place subreddit is only for memes. So if you are very good at making memes, and if you're not about making memes, you want to see memes, then go down there. Only if you are a listener of the and if you're a part of the Relatable Story Squad, will you be able to understand the memes there. So yeah, make sure you check the subreddit, link in the show notes. And we have an official Discord server too for the official Relatable Story Squad. Link in the description. Again, I do all the polls there and all the stuff, exclusive stuff. Again, all on the server there. Link, exclusive link in my show notes. You won't find this anywhere else. And yeah, all the other social media is also plugged in. So let's get into the content. So today we are discussing deja vu. Let's get the dictionary definition of deja vu aside. Okay, deja vu is the feeling that one has lived through the present situation before. The phrase literally translates as already seen. Although some interpret deja vu in a paranormal context, mainstream scientific approaches reject the explanation of deja vu as pre-recognition or prophecy. Okay, now that definition was too high. It's very heavy. Okay, release it, Ryan. Release it. Okay, I'm feeling too heavy. Okay, let me explain. Okay, now I have a feeling that a majority of you already know what deja vu is, all right, and might have already experienced it. The term deja vu might be new to you. Now, let me explain with an example what deja vu actually means. Now, this happens to me a lot. I'm just taking a basic example. Okay, this has happened to me in many spots. Now this is one of the most basic examples, right? I'm in my room, okay? And I walk to my living room, right? And I see all my family is there, right? My father, mother, brother, sister, all are sitting in the room. And they are doing the respective jobs. That is, one is on their phone, one is watching the TV, one is on the newspaper, and one is doing something else, right? So they're doing something. And I'm like, it's okay, fine. And you don't even focus on that, right? Okay, this is my explanation, okay? And this is not even scientifically proven till now. But just take a look at this. So that's all right, right? Now, that gets registered into the mind subconsciously. It's just normal. Why would you remember such an ordinary activity, right? But assume a week later, a month later, or possibly a year later, you walk into the living room. Again, this is just an example for me. And you just see your family, all of them in the same position, doing the same thing. And your mind is like, wait a minute. I think I've seen this somewhere. And that's exactly the feeling. If you've ever felt the feeling, wait, this has already happened. Or if you walk into a room and you see people in the same position speaking, and it has happened to the same, it has happened to me that when I walk and people are speaking about the same thing, looking at the same thing, doing the same thing, and this is like I get the chills, the goosebumps, so this is deja vu. Deja vu is basically the feeling of already seen. This has already happened. Now, before I continue, if you have ever experienced deja vu, that's a quick and easy follow of my podcast. I mean, if I've made it relatable, I deserve a follow. Before I continue, I also have a recommendation for you. There's an actual movie made deja vu, PG-13, you can watch it. It was released in 2006. It was an action sci-fi movie, 2 hours, 6 minutes long, approximately. Beautiful, beautiful movie, right? It had Denzel Washington. Let me just read you what the description of the movie is, right? The team of top secret program brings ATF agent Doug Carlin, Denzel Washington, into its midst to capture the terrorist Jim Caviezel, responsible for a ferry bombing that left hundreds dead. Its amazing technology lets the team fold time 4 days backwards and see the madman's movements as he plots to kill a woman who could give him away. Doug realizes that the technology could allow him to do what the law enforcement officers dream of, that is, go back in time to prevent the crime. I know this description of the movie, which I found on Google, absolutely is like, wow, dude, that movie would have been so great. Now, before I address the people who have not seen, I know people who have seen this movie are just excited behind, listening to this podcast right now. And I know this movie is great. And now, for the people who have not listened to this, I mean, watch the movie. Make sure you watch it. It's so beautiful if you're into science and all these technical concepts. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You love the movie. It's like a kind of a paradox, right? I'm not going to spoil too much, but the movie starts from the ending and then ends on the starting. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, you just need to watch it. It's a beautiful movie. Just search Deja Vu. That is DEJA space VU. That's it. That's the name of the movie and the concept. Search it on Google. You can watch the trailer if you don't want to watch the movie. I'm pretty sure like all these old movies are already there up on YouTube. So you'll find the next like video below it, like with the full movie. So make sure you watch that. It's a beautiful movie. I highly recommend it. Trust me. This is the like that is one of the best things you could do to experience deja vu in more depth. Like for instead of just listening to this podcast to understand the concept and just have a fun time. Okay. And okay. If you've ever felt like deja vu, then you have to follow the podcast, as I said, because I have more content like this in store for you in the upcoming weeks. Now let's cover coincidence, as I said in the title. Now, a coincidence is a remarkable occurrence of events or circumstances without an apparent casual connection. I'm not even able to read the definition from the dictionary about this. This is such a like, I mean, who needs a definition? Who needs a definition from a dictionary for the word coincidence? Everybody knows what a coincidence is, and there's not a single person over here who hasn't faced a coincidence, may it be the smallest or the biggest. Now, the reason, like initially, I came up with the idea for coincidence on this podcast, and I wanted to do, but I felt like the podcast wouldn't be big enough. I had to mix in other topics, so I put deja vu in there, and I feel like that would have related with a lot of you. But this was the initial intent of the podcast, right? A coincidence. Now, like, what could you possibly say on coincidence? Coincidence. And now you might be not ready for this, but let me explain. As I said in the title. I will say stories which have one in a coincidences which have one in a million chance of occurring, and that's exactly what you're about to hear. Let me continue. What this ahead segment is about is basically people whom I've made the podcast on have listened to my podcast. Let me explain. If you've heard season one, episode one, and episode two, it was about one of my crush confession stories again. It was about Ashley. If you've heard the episode, you know that the girl's name was Ashley. Now, if you remember, Ashley was she was like in my third or fourth grade. That is almost like 7 to 8 years back. Am I right? So I made the podcast, and I never knew. Like I don't know her actual name. I don't remember her, and I don't know, right? But so what happened was, all these years later, somehow. I'm trying to find her Instagram, right? I'm trying to, but for some reason she has a wacky username which I'm not able to find. But what happened one day after I released the podcast, like a couple of weeks later, for some forsaken reason, she sends me her official account sends me a request on, you know, like I don't think I have a like I don't think my account is private. So she basically starts following me out of nowhere, and I'm like, what? And then I send her a request back. Then she takes some time, and then she accepts the request. I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, and I'm perplexed. Like, I can't believe this, that my 7 to 8 year old crush, aka my first two episodes, the girl in that episode, follows me out of nowhere. And I don't even know how she found my account, whether she recognized me, and why she followed me for some reason. But she followed me. I followed her back, and then I inquired her. And now this is the interesting thing, right? She followed me, I followed her, and I DM'd her, you know, your voice slid into those DMs. Then we talked, right? Then we caught up on some memories. Apparently, she recognized me, and apparently, we are in the same college, so that would make sense to give some of the details. And then, so we talked, we got friends. Then I sent her the link of the episode, right? Just casually. I didn't tell a lot, okay? I just sent her episode 1, episode 2. I'm pretty sure she didn't recognize she was in that episode until I told her later on. And once she recognized that, remember in episode 2, I said Sean entered the picture. And apparently, she doesn't remember who Sean is, and she doesn't even think she had a boyfriend. Now, does that make the... See, now, the everybody who had listened to season 1, episode 1 and 2 will be like, what? What nonsense? And I'm like, yes, that's nonsense. When you're a third and fourth grader, you have to tend to have often a lot of misconceptions. You're just looking at a boy hanging around with another girl must make you go like, he has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend. Yeah. So, and that's what I did. And I never clarified the doubt, and I was in the doubt. And then I lived my entire school life thinking that she had a boyfriend. And guess what? She didn't. She doesn't even remember who Sean is. And then Neither do I know, because I never asked his name, so I don't know who Sean is. But yeah, so, and then this is the thing. But what important is, for some, I don't know how, she found me, I found her, I got her, and then, does that mean, this is getting out of hand. Okay, you know what, I guess you get the point about Ashley, okay? Let's go to the second thing. Season 1, Episode 12. Now, what is that about? I think it was the episode on how to not stalk, if I'm correct. And so in that episode, if you've listened, I say in the water park while I am, for those people who have heard these episodes, they know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're a new listener and you haven't heard those episodes, again, just click out of this podcast, swipe down to the catalog and find that episode and listen to it for the context. And okay, so in that episode, season 1, episode 12, I mentioned that I am lying down in the pool and I'm just fainting. And then one friend comes and, you know, wakes me up and he says, where am I? And all that stuff. And then basically that friend who teases me, that you were in the wave pool all day because you're too scared to try. And you were too scared to go on the rides. Now, what is ironic is he was actually that guy who was supposed to be my best friend. He was my best friend in school. One of my best friends in one of those years, right? Now, after school, like it's been years or something, we have branched apart. I haven't talked to him in a while. Now, and we haven't talked to him in a while. I think we follow each other on Instagram, right? Now, what's ironic is that, again, irony is what this podcast episode is filled with. Okay, I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't even know he knows that I make a podcast. Maybe he knows, but I'm not sure about that. And I don't even if he knows, I'm pretty sure I don't think he would be listening to it. Now, this is what happens. You remember when I, in that episode 2, I mentioned, like, I talked to him personally, directly on the podcast. Like, I say something like, if you're listening to this, you know, and etc, 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 dot, dot, dot. I am literally talking to him. And there's only one person who'd recognize that if he was listening to it. And I put it there. Who knows if he would listen to it. And coincidentally, coincidentally, we haven't talked in years. He DMs me and tells me he has heard that episode and he exactly understands that I was talking to him. Now, what are the odds? What are the odds that he will listen to that episode and hit me back and recognize that I was talking to him? And then he laughed about it and he said like, yeah. And then he understood my situation now. And then he said like, I feel for you, bro. And what can I say? Now, so can you understand like, like what is going on? The coincidences are ridiculous. I'm making this podcast just because I have fun. I had fun in the past. These are beautiful stories. I want to give you guys a laugh and entertain you guys. And for some forsaken reason, no matter how I try to, you know, save these people's identities, I'm not even in contact with these people, a majority of them whom I'm making my podcast on. And I don't know how they are finding my podcast and how they're listening to it. This makes completely and utter no sense. I want to take another topic for now, and that would be other coincidences, okay, which are fictional coincidences. Have you ever seen those coincidences which occur in movies a lot? That is your crush liking you back. That is, there is a boy and a girl. Then the boy crushes on the girl. But then the girl is giving mixed signals and then she's too shy and all. And she's playing hard to get. So the boy is like, maybe she's not feeling for me. And then years later in the future, they somehow meet up again, a coincidence. And then the girl is like, I had feelings for you. Again, they're mature, then the shyness has definitely come down. So they are more casual and then they confess and they are like, oh, we both had feelings for each other. Oh, shit. You know, and then they realize that. So this bullshit, you know, you're not confessing it. And in the future, you're realizing. If you notice, my confessions are like that only, right? Because like, I had feelings for them, I lost feelings, and in the future when I'm mature, I wouldn't say I'm mature, but now I don't have feelings, so there's no intimate connection, and there's no like that anxiety of that rejection, fear of rejection. So I confess to them. Only difference is I get rejected. I mean, I don't think you can get rejected, because I wasn't like confessing with the intent to, you know, I was just confessing to let them know, you know, like, FYI, I had feelings for you, okay? So, yeah. So that is the thing. And now I actually, as a matter of fact, if you follow me on Instagram, Discord, those places which I mentioned, please follow me, because now is Actually, before recording this podcast, I asked some of my people on Instagram some suggestions of coincidences that they have had. So I've taken some of those replies. Again, if you want to submit yours, follow me at Rylan Banis, RYLANBANIS, link in show notes. Follow me and make sure you constantly watch my stories to not miss out. You can have your answer featured here too, and Discord as well. Okay. The first person who asked this was, again, one of my best friends. Okay, both of them who have given me are best friends, but here's the first one. Okay, so I'll read it as how he has said, okay? I have a good one. I had watched a movie about a contagious virus last year at the end of November. It had been a long time since Earth was threatened by a virus. So I thought next year a new contagious virus should start, I emphasize, should start to spread and cancel my college exams. It is precisely what we are experiencing now. Smiley face. My God. I mean, everybody has this prophecy like this is going to happen, that is going to happen. And if 7 billion people on the planet start doing that, there are chances are that one of your prophecies or one of your expectations will come true. And what are the odds that an actual global pandemic comes? So again, a great coincidence by my first friend given to me. I relate with him. Like, how can I relate? That makes no sense. I didn't expect a pandemic. He did, so he got it. Now, that's a coincidence for him. I hope anybody listening to this, I hope you guys too had a coincidence like this. Okay, send me down. Okay, this is from the second person. I had this school crush since sixth grade. I kind of gave her up on by eighth grade or around that time. But later in ninth grade, when I joined XYZ tutorials, she turned out to be joining it too. Seeing her on the first day of classes was a big coincidence for me. Now this is again a beautiful coincidence. Thank you for the submission. But I feel like this is again a more general coincidence. I feel like majority of us have had this, wherein like boys again and girls also, I think we have this person whom we crush on, we don't talk to in the school, right? The school, your college is a major, like you're going to spend the time with and sit for that entire academic thing, right? But then the extracurricular, that is you joining your extra classes, your tutorials and all that stuff. And then coincidentally, that girl or boy is also joining it. And now you have an extra place where you get to see them. So that's again the coincidence that my friend mentioned here. New segment. Random thoughts. Nostalgia edition. We are covering a movie today. Okay, this is a new segment, okay, for today. And yeah, so let's get into this movie. Beautiful movie. Today's segment. The movie's name is In Time. It's a PG-13 movie released in 2011, a science fiction action movie, 1 hour 49 minutes long, fairly short, but it's a beautiful movie, okay? Now, for those of you who have heard this movie, why do I keep saying heard? You know, with the podcaster, the majority of the terms you get affiliated with is listening, hearing, you know, because it's an audio medium. So I keep messing it up when I mention videos and all that stuff. But okay, let's get to the topic again. In Time, for those of you who have heard it, again, I was just super excited list behind this because I feel like In Time was a beautiful movie, super underrated. A lot of people missed it during that time or that I feel because I don't remember, like, or I speak it with it to a lot of friends, but they don't seem to recollect it or having watching it. So if you've listened to this, you're one of those minority people who have watched this movie. Let's get into the description of this movie and then I'll give it a mild, better elaboration because I feel like it's a bit complicated. Okay, in a future where time is money and the wealthy can live forever, Will Salas, bracket Justin Timberlake, is a poor man who rarely has more than a day's worth of life on his time clock. When he saves Henry Hamilton, bracket Matt Boomer, from time thieves, Will receives the gift of a century. However, such a large transaction attracts the attention of the authorities, and when Will is falsely accused of a murder, he must go on the run, taking the daughter, Amanda Seyfried. If I butchered that name, please, I apologize, dude. I'm not good at this thing. Of an incredibly wealthy man with him. Okay. I'm like, people have heard the movie. Again, I'm going to butcher every movie if I keep saying heard. But okay, people have seen the movie, exactly know about this. But okay, for those of you who haven't, let's listen to me. Give me a chance. Assume in the future, everybody dies. That's what they show in the trailer, right? The maximum age to die is like 25. No, my bad. People only age till the age of 25. That is, you don't grow older than that. You stop. Your aging process stops and the how much more you live is dependent on the time you have. And the time is like a virtual thing that is in your wrist, right wrist. It's fixed into that. It's like a glowing thing, like a digital alarm clock. It's in the time is in your wrist, right? And it shows the amount of days, minutes, hours you have left. Since you're born, it just keeps counting downwards. Like, it keeps counting down until it reaches zero and then you die. Your body just shuts down. So that's, again, a fiction concept of how lives would work. But, so it's like that. So this is a poor guy. Again, he's living his normal life. And then all of a sudden, he meets a rich guy who, again, as I said, rich people who have tons of money. So his hand is filled with 100 days or centuries or whatever that was. So again, the rich guy, he saves the rich guy or something and all that stuff. So the rich guy is grateful, but he doesn't want to live. So when the lead actor, a poor man, aka Justin Timberlake, is sleeping, the rich guy basically like touches his wrist to the Justin Timberlake's wrist and then basically transfers the entire time. And then he basically goes and suicides and dies. Basically, he doesn't have time. So you're dead, equal to. And how do transactions take place? With money. You eat a meal. You put your hand, your wrist to their whatever that machine they have, and it will subtract the time. So you basically pay with time for all of your commodities, your dress, your anything. Everything is paid with time and you live with time. And you earn time as your salary, so you live more. It's like it's my increments. That's what I can remember. It's been a long time since I've seen a movie. So again, if you're interested, just type IN space TIME. That's the name of the movie, In Time, on YouTube. I trust me, I've typed it before searching this, making this podcast, just to do a bit of research on it. And the trailer comes at the first, and then the movie also comes. So again, you can watch the trailer first. If that appeals to you, again, make sure you watch the film. It's right down there, fully free on YouTube. Beautiful, beautiful movie. Make sure you watch it. And again, if you have already watched it, watch it again. The hit of nostalgia is beautiful. Also, some of you guys, aka the new members of the Relatable Story Squad, have started DMing me on Instagram. I don't know when this would start happening. But again, some of you have started DMing me and you guys are so new and curious to the squad. So again, a huge welcome and a shout out to every single new listener listening. And again, you're officially a part of the Relatable Story Squad. Again, for those people who don't know what a Relatable Story Squad is, let me give you a brief explanation. People who listen to the Relatable Stories podcast are termed as the Relatable Story Squad. As simple as that. Okay. So a lot of you guys have started giving me your questions, submitting your questions, DMing me personally. And I really want to answer it personally, but I feel like those questions have a lot of value to them. Like a lot of people would like to know the answer to those questions. So instead of answering those questions personally, I have decided to answer them on the podcast here. So I'll take one question per episode if I have any question, and then I'll answer them here on the podcast episode. Okay, so here's the question. Hi, Rylan. Keep up the great work. Who's your Instagram crush? Okay. Y'all go hard, don't you? Okay, it's a she, first of all. Okay, I'm talking about an Instagram model here. Everybody has boys, come on. I know, the moment I take her name, which I'm going to, everybody's just going to stop the podcast, open Instagram, I'm going to start stalking. They all have a new model to look after. Okay, so let me tell her name. Her name is Anna Klinsky. A-N-N-A space K-L-I-N. SKI. Okay, she's German and she has the best smile in the world. The only reason that I am a distant admirer of her is because she has the best smile. Okay, I've never seen a smile better than hers. I'm not even kidding. I kid you not. If you have a doubt, go check her Instagram. You'll understand the smile I'm talking about. But she's taken, unfortunately. Apart from the 1,000 miles that she lives in Germany, I guess, and the fact that she has a boyfriend, as I said, she's taken. I'll probably again be just a distant admirer, plus the sky high age gap. Again, but beautiful, beautiful. I love her smile. Everybody has a model that they look up to. So again, here's my I'm not going to say recommendation. Everybody has that. I mean, if you take a look at boys, especially boys, I barely find this. Okay, I rarely don't find this. If I take a look at a boy's following, okay, people who I follow, they will have 5 to 6 models just filled, you know, like with those blue tick marks, huge millions of followers on, you know, Instagram. They have these models just ticked off, you know, and they're just following. And I have no problem whatsoever. You can follow who you want and you can double tap whatever you want. But I just, you know, that just came to my notice. So I just wanted to tell you, I'm not usually into, you know, like, what do you call that? I'm not into following a lot of people on Instagram, you know, because like I realize like it's a waste of time. I'm usually not interested in what other people are doing. So I don't follow a lot of people. If you notice, I basically follow around only 200 people. And I'm only following my friends and family. Again, because like they're my friends and family. So I would like to know what they're doing, right? Knowing what a celebrity is doing is makes no sense to me. Again, you can do whatever you want. Again, my personal opinion. I'm not interested whether they put any pics of them on there, which vacation they're on, which product they're sponsoring, and how bad they're making us look and envy them. I'm not just interested in that stuff. I've just grown over it. So I just don't follow people. So if you notice. So that's why I don't follow any celebrities. I only follow my friends and family, and I interact with them. That's simple. That's why I don't even follow Anna Klinsky, as I said. I just may look at her pictures occasionally once in a while. But yeah, that's it. You have to see that smile. I mean, a new post, new smile. Yay. Okay, but yeah. So that's my thoughts on. Actually, I have a great episode on Instagram, all about Instagram, dude. The super juicy Instagram drama. That episode is going to be a banger, dude. I'm going to roast brutally some people on here who follow some people, okay? Follow some people as in some follow some particular practices. I have some beautiful jokes in there too. I'm just super hyped. It may come after a couple of episodes, but yeah, super interested, super juicy. And I think that's all I have for this episode.